Do we have Michael Oliver on the line?
Yes, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for your time. Congratulations on a wonderful season and leading the Central Michigan defense at your position at linebacker, 12 starts and 73 total tackles. If you want to just open with a statement about just your season and what this season has meant for your Chippewas.
It was huge for my Chippewas. You know, we came out and set out a goal to attain and accomplish, and we were able to do it. So it's just, you know, it's ecstatic right now for the Chippewas.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for linebacker Michael Oliver. Let's go to our first question for Michael.
Your first question is from James Jimenez with the Hustle Belt.
Hey, Michael. Congratulations on the season and everything that's happened thus far.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Now, MAC Championship's going to be played, as you know, probably over at Ford Field, a couple blocks away. No joke, just hang right somewhere, and you end up there within a block or two is Cass Tech, your old high school. How's it going to feel playing in your senior year for a MAC title, you know, just a brisk walk away from where you went to school?
It's been a dream since I signed my letter of intent to come to Central to be able to compete for a championship in my hometown. So it's an amazing feeling, and I can't wait to get after it. So it's nice to be able to play in a familiar area and play basically in my backyard. So I'm just excited to be able to be a part of it.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Austin Chastain with the Central Michigan Life.
What's up, Michael? How you doing, man?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Doing well, thanks. You know, it, kind of a similar question as to James, but what is it going to mean to you to be playing in the MAC championship game? I mean, we kind of talked about it on Friday, but what's it going to mean for you to be playing in the game itself?
It's huge. I've dreamed about this moment, like I said again, since I signed my letter of intent here. It's been one of my major goals to be able to compete and play in that championship game, to play at Ford Field and be able to bring a title home. So it's an ecstatic feeling for me. It's something I've been waiting for a long time since I've been here.
Your next question is from Nick Buckley with the USA Today Network.
Hey, Michael. Congrats on all the success this year. Being somebody who's been at the school for a while now, obviously Coach Matt coming in and Quentin coming in and help things out. But can you talk about what the transition has been like from last year to this year culturally, and what kind of what the vibe is around the team and on campus, and how different is it?
Well, one of them is discipline, focus, and the resiliency is the main three key factors when everybody came in and the team bought in and everything. That was the three things that stuck out, and those are the three things that you see now how we kind of play. Being here and seeing the transition and just feeling the energy around here, everybody's excited. Everybody loves the energy. It's a new type of vibe around Central Michigan right now, just from students to athletes. Everybody loves to be a Chip. Everybody loves to come out and just support, and not just us, but everything that around Central Michigan Athletics. So it's fun time around the campus right now. The energy is very, very high.
Awesome. Thanks.
Your next question is from Evan Peltol with the Central Michigan Life.
How's it going, Michael?
Good. How about yourself?
Doing all right. So kind of looking at you and being here for 4 years, what's the biggest thing that you've learned about yourself, not only this year, but just really throughout the entire process going from freshman year to now?
Really more so just the student on and off the field, from being in the classroom, being in a football setting classroom, my resiliency, my willingness not to quit and not to give up on my guys. Really, that's what I've seen in myself the most. I'm from my team. I'm for Central Michigan, just period. So that's really what I found out for myself from the time I stepped foot here till now. I'm getting ready to depart. It's been a heck of a journey, and a lot of nuggets that I've learned from a lot of different individuals, and they helped me become the man and the player I am today.
Your next question is from Adam Jaxa with the Central Michigan Life.
Hey, Michael. About a year ago, you guys met Coach McElwain for the first time and got an opportunity to see who he was and had the decision to make to try and buy into his program. Why do you think the senior class and the entire team decided to buy in, and what went into that whole process?
Well, one, when you look at his resume, he's a winner. So at the end of the day, it's not hard to kind of buy in into a winner. Then two, he brought in incredible pieces that I feel like me and myself, the guys, we love the pieces that he brought in. So you throw that in, and the discipline and his willingness, his relentlessness to win and want to go out and compete yourself, we just took that energy and we just homed in on it. And everybody else started to feel that way and to buy in on what he believed in.
Well, Michael, at this point, we'll let you get back to your preparation for this championship game. Again, want to say thank you for your time. Congratulations on a great season. And we want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday at the Marathon MAC Football Championship game at noon.